You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour two of Mino and the Mayor. This episode is called Shannon and the Mayor, the next 2 hours. Shannon Cohen, who we work together at the New Community Shelter, and we're going to spend a little bit of time with all you do there and the events coming up at the bottom of the hour. But, you know, but we didn't even mention today that it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah.
It's Columbus Day. It's Columbus Day. I mean, that's pretty cool. And I don't know that. How many states celebrate that? Is it 22? We're not all in on the Indigenous Day. I mean, everybody's celebrating the day.
Right.
But some people still are kind of at the Columbus Day. Some people are at the Indigenous, I think. Anyway, I just know we're not getting any mail today. So, federal holiday. Anyway, but do you remember that as a kid?
Yeah, the little song.
Right. 1492?
Yeah.
Didn't you think he was the first person here when you were a little kid?
Absolutely.
Right?
It was just, yeah, it was kind of what was.
It's like, that's what we were taught.
We were.
Right.
And that's the interesting part about it, necessarily the truth.
Right. Well, that's why they changed it to Indigenous Day.
Right.
Like, he was here and he was greeted by people. And I think we could have treated people differently back then, just like we could treat people a little better today.
But, yep.
anyway, it's interesting how it was. Yeah, and those little rhymes and, you know, the little plays we put on, and it was just new land and unoccupied, and it's like, that's not what it is. A couple other things going on today, though. Real Sugar Day. Like, what does that mean, that Sweet and Low do they get their own day? Real Sugar Day?
Maybe. I'm sure Sweet and Low probably gets a day someplace.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Real Sugar, we got Dessert Day.
That would fit with today.
I'm down with that. A couple other fun ones. It's I Love You Day.
It's I Love You Day today?
Yeah.
So it is, and I didn't add that because I thought Jim and John were on.
Yeah.
And Jim always gets really creeped out if John sits too close to him. He's worried about kiss cams.
I do. I do. Like I'm it's not a phobia,
but you'll
close.
Show people your China. So
that is true. I do have they haven't totally figured me out yet. Okay, all right, go ahead. What else today?
Kick butt day.
Well, that's good. That should be every day. Go out there, kick a little butt.
Also, National Online Bank Day.
I don't do that.
No?
No. My wife does all that, but
phenomenal.
I don't. You know, we have to have a National Cash Day where everything is done with cash. No credit cards.
Ooh.
Because there's so many reasons to use cash. It just, the tips they get to keep, the fees they don't have to pay to the credit card company, that's just money that stays in the economy. We have to come up with, we have a couple things. We're working on the 10% to charity for all the advertising, and now we have National Cash Day coming up.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Birthdays, though. Ralph Lauren, 85. My friend's wife is the VP. He lives on Park Avenue in New York. His wife is the VP, access to the jet. And what he does at Christmas is he takes the employees to the Ralph Lauren store and they can get anything they want, bed sheets. And isn't that awesome?
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, how do I get signed up for this?
I know, right? Anyway,
Usher,
is he the guy in all the trouble?
No.
I mean, that's P. Diddy.
Okay.
But Usher.
Things aren't looking too good for P. Diddy, from what I read.
No.
Hmm.
That's sad. Sir,
I don't know if it is or not.
Who's Sir Cliff Richard?
You don't know who Cliff Richard is? I forgot John's not here this morning.
No. Should I
He's
know?
He's 84.
He's a singer from the UK primarily, but he's done a lot of stuff here in America too.
Okay. Well, Cliff, happy birthday, man. Been thinking about you all day.
Right.
Sir Cliff Richard. All right. Well, all right. Ralph Lauren, that's cool. All right. Hey, we'll talk about Indigenous Peoples Day later in the show, but we got a special guest in-house. And it's always great when the guests are in-house. We love them online, but we sure love them when they're in-house.
Mm-hmm.
John Kramer. John Kramer works for the Press Times now. A terrific photographer. And what impresses me about, a lot of things impress me about John Kramer, but one of the things is that when he came out of the military, he went back to school and learned a trade that he is really, really good at. And now he's employed. But before that, though, you spent some serious time in serving our country.
Yes, sir. So 30 years total, 20 years active federal, with deployments to Iraq twice, Afghanistan, and Kosovo.
Wow. Mm. And there was, you took an opportunity, or were invited to take an opportunity to go to D.C. Tell us about that.
Yes, so actually my good friend Bill Denny from Big Mouth and Power Tool Horns.
Love him.
Love him. Fluffy. He reached out to me and he goes, hey, are you guys covering this? Because we're, my band, his Denmark Middle School band, provide some music after all the veterans returned. He just reached out to me and asked if Press Times was covering this. And I was like, I don't know. So I reached out to Press Times and they got back to me and said, yeah, go for it. So I just planned on coming, covering the returning home. But I reached out to the people from Stars and Stripes Honor Flight. And I said, hey, any chance I could come along with you guys? And after about a week, they got back to me and said, yeah, we'd love to have you come along.
Wow. So you just said, look, I just want to hang out at the airport. And next thing you know, you're on the flight.
Yeah. It was.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to, you know, if you see something out there, you got to kind of go for it.
That's right.
And 30 years, you deserve to be on this victory flight. Tell us about it. Like, that was just last weekend, right?
Sure. So yeah, I reached out to Todd here. I'm like, hey, you know, I invited myself back on.
Well, we were going to reach out to you. I saw you at school the other day, and I was in the middle of something.
I just want to let everyone know out there that, you know, if you're a veteran, Vietnam veteran, that's on a fence about going on one of these trips, that you really need to take the trip. It's an awesome experience. That they make it so easy for you. It's literally just getting on the plane, and they're taking care of you the whole way there, the whole way back, the whole day. It's all so well coordinated. There wasn't one single hiccup. When you consider all the flights and the buses and the food and the stops.
That's impressive.
It was very impressive. I was in awe of how well it was managed and staffed. The people from Stars and Stripes Honor Flight, it's all volunteer. There's not someone that's paid. So it's an outstanding organization that's doing an outstanding job for our veterans.
And let's just, before we get into the details of the trip, I just want to talk about the traveling can bring about some anxiety.
Sure.
And it just can't, because you hear all these stories, we're in the airport for a day, or this flight, or this. And to take that anxiety away and say, look, just get to the airport and you are in good hands.
So they make the whole TSA process really easy. You get there, they got breakfast for you.
Wow.
Yeah, they got a little presentation before you get on the bird and the national anthem and all that. And from there, it's just, you just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Wow.
And enjoy the day.
And when you get there, it's not a hassle?
There's no hassle. It was unbelievably so well put together. No hassle at all. It makes, you know, I get a little stressed out going to airports and getting on planes. Mm-hmm. They just make everything so easy. And if you're a veteran, or you got a family member that's a veteran that's kind of been hemming and hawing about going on one of these trips, you should really think
about
going.
So this trip, this is a one day. This is an overnight thing. It's a one day, right? Early
in
the morning, back in the evening. Tell us, I'm sure you, I don't tell you.
I got the airport about 5 o'clock. I think they wanted us there about 5:30, but I got there earlier because I just wanted to meet everyone from the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight. I hadn't met any of those folks in person yet. And it took us right through the TSA process and into a little area where they had breakfast for everybody, got everybody on the plane, got to D.C., no problem. There's people there greeting everyone when they get off the plane. And from there, it was right to the National Mall. So at the National Mall, veterans and their guardians have an opportunity to basically walk around anywhere they want. And then obviously you got a link up point and a spot that you got to be to catch the next bus.
Yeah, I want to interrupt you, John, but tell me about the guardian. So that's allowed as well?
Sure. So every veteran has a guardian. A guardian is a trained individual that's assigned to him to basically look after him throughout the day. So this guardian can be a family member.
Oh.
So you can have a family member. It's, if you don't have a family member available, it's a lot of other veterans, my era veterans, are traveling with those folks to take care of them.
That's fantastic.
And on this flight particular, there was actually four Packer alumni. So,
ooh, very
yeah.
Well,
so each
cool.
yeah. So there's
so
actually
each veteran gets to like
yep.
bring a buddy. I mean, it's not called that, but
yeah,
it's
it can be a family member, or a right. friend, but yeah, that's exactly right. It's someone that can you know, obviously these. Well, we're all getting older, but some of these Vietnam veterans are a little bit older. Right. So,
but I just want to say again, John, that's something else that reduces anxiety. Not only are you taken care of by the organization, I mean, it's Stars and Stripes Honor Flight, but you have someone you can talk to if you're feeling, okay, well, that's cool. All right, so you got to D.C., down to the National Mall.
So it, from the National Mall, you can go and visit the Vietnam War Memorial. Wow. So that's we first stopped... So I linked up with a guy from Green Bay because obviously the Press Times, Harper Local, we want to showcase someone that's from Green Bay. There's a lot of I think there's three Green Bay veterans on the flight of the 61. And so I linked up with Mike Conger. So he was a Vietnam veteran, and I basically kind of spent the whole day with him. So our first stop was the Lincoln Memorial, and then we went to the Vietnam Memorial.
Well,
and then we actually walked all the way up to the, where did we go?
Washington, or did you go to the other?
Yeah, we went to the Washington.
Yeah, I got to go there. And then, of course, that World War II monument's unbelievable.
So, yep.
Wow.
So from there, got on the bus, went to the FDR, Martin Luther King Memorial area.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Marine Corps Vietnam Veteran Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And we also went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
You guys went out to Arlington too, huh?
Yeah, for the changing of the guard.
That's a lot. That's pretty well organized just to get around. I mean, we do it on subways, but I mean, that's awesome that you did all that. Pretty well coordinated.
Very well. And then we still hit the 9/11 Memorial and the Air Force Memorial. And that
that's
wrapped up the day.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not that old, but it was a long day for me too. I walked about 7 miles, my phone said, so... But, you know, if you get tired, you can just sit on a really nice air-conditioned bus. You don't have to...
Right.
There you go.
You participate what you want to participate in. And
okay, tell me... I think people should do that. I want to talk about how people can do that. Because I think people, now they listen to you and they think, oh, I should do that. I mean, or their wives or their husbands, whatever, are listening thinking, you know, so-and-so should do that. Because we're going to talk about what you got out of the trip when we come back.
Yes, sir.
Because that's a... I just kudos to Stars and Stripes Honor Flight. That's great what they do for these people who've served this country. We're going to be right back. This is Shannon and the Mayor. We're here with special guest John Kramer. We're going to be right back.
You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable. Situation's terrible.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
Mino and the Mayor. Shannon and the Mayor. Sorry, Shannon. I guess I get into this.
I know. Habit. It's okay. I'll forgive
of course,
you.
If I'd look to my left, I wouldn't say Mino and the Mayor because
it's nice
a lot
to have
nicer
a,
to look at.
It's nice to have a serious conversation with you without all the shtick in the middle here.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Gee, the texts are coming in. I think you're right, John.
And they're all from Mino.
We're here with John Kramer, who served this country for 30 years and a couple of weeks ago was invited to go along on the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight, which they take 61 of our veterans, out to Washington, D.C. And it's a trip that everyone should do, I think, just whether you're in the military or not. I think everybody should go to D.C. and it's unbelievable how they captured this country and the heroes of our country and some
get the honor they deserve.
Right. And to see things that weren't always so great. But I mean, you just look at Jefferson and Lincoln and see those memorials. And we've all seen pictures of them. To go out there and just be there. Anything that really grabbed you when you were out there? Of course, you'd been out there before, right?
I was in D.C. once, but I didn't have a chance to see anything, really. Mm. But like you said, you know, you go down to the National Mall, you're standing in one spot, and you can look north, east, and west, and it's history, history, history.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And just a really neat experience to be able to see all that
right.
and be part of that.
And not only see those monuments, but that's our government at work, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just everything is right there. I just, I love D.C. It's expensive, but I love it.
That's what part of the trip is about, is having these veterans the opportunity to go and visit some of these memorials that are dedicated to them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Vietnam, the Marine Corps, World War II, and all that. It's just, it's awesome for them.
Yeah, you just, I don't know. I don't know how much it costs, but it's worth it. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
For the veterans, there's no cost.
Oh. But I meant about us, the country building those memorials and honoring
that.
And, you know, and just everything.
Well, there's a cost there.
Always.
Sometimes there's some pushback on that. And I think if it's, I don't know, I just think you deserve that. I think the country deserves that. Yep. So you took this flight kind of 5:30 in the morning till what, 7 at night?
We got back at about 9:15. Okay. No? And then it was a huge welcome home.
Yeah, I saw that.
A bunch of different veterans groups and just individuals and family members. And that was a really neat experience in itself.
That's terrific. I'm so glad that Stars and Stripes put this on for you. What was the process? Like, I think people are listening saying, you know, I think so-and-so should do that. They deserve it. I know they're a little apprehensive about traveling. Sure. They think bathroom breaks and everything else, but you know.
So just jump online, Stars and Stripes, Honor Flight, just give them a Google, and the application process is really easy. And there's obviously a ton of information on there for anyone that needs more information on this. And the application to be a guardian is on there also.
And you could pick your guardian.
You don't pick your guardian. You can pick your guardian. You can designate someone, that a family member that you want to be your guardian. But if you don't have one, they will assign one for you.
That's nice.
And they really take good care of you, the whole wheels up to wheels down.
Wheels up, wheels down. Like there's a doctor on a flight. There's four other paramedics on the flight. So in addition to the guardians, there's a pretty big staff that's watching everything. And, you know, there's one person managing every bus, and there's other people helping out on the buses and stuff. So, and the number of volunteers just at the airport getting you through that process is awesome, just to see all those people that came out to help out.
Well, and they feel good that they're doing something finally for you guys, right? I mean, I would think the volunteers would be plentiful.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of people helping out through the whole thing. Like I said, it's an all-volunteer organization.
Let me ask you, I guess I know the answer to it, but anything really strike you as like, wow?
Being there with the Green Bay veteran as he walked around and, you know, especially at the Vietnam Memorial.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So that was just awesome to just sit back and watch that. And so his guardian was his son.
Oh.
Just to be able to watch those two interact and just the day that they had together was awesome.
And that's just, you know, that will be with them the rest of their lives.
Yep.
You know, that's just one of those things. And I just hope people take advantage of this. I mean, people work really hard. You talk about all the volunteers and and then that the cost to you was the veteran who travel was minimal or?
Zero.
It's zero.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, let's do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if somebody's sitting at home thinking, you know what, I think I should do that. Don't think anymore. Get online and sign up because I'm sure these things do fill up.
I seen online that they have another one coming on November 2nd.
Okay.
And then it looks like it kind of teeters off for the winter.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much time, but
that's
some people are thinking about. I think they should jump on it.
Right. We're going to talk as we get later on in the year about New Year's resolutions, and maybe that needs to be one. You know, we're going to go. Yeah. You know, we talk about it. It's like we're doing it this year. So I think that's a good one. Well, John, thanks for covering that. Yep. Are we going to read that in the
first? It came out Friday.
Oh, came out Friday.
Yep.
And I'm sure you took fantastic pictures.
I took some really good pictures.
You're very great at that.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention Christine from City Deck said she was going to bring donuts in today, and I don't see any. So I just wanted to get that on air.
I'm glad that's on air. She sent me a nasty gram. We're having this party. I'm going to invite you. It's the Northland Hotel celebrating there.
Yep.
And I sent her an invite, and I sent it to 402 Washington Street, and it came back, and she's like, it's 401. You've been coming there. I had the wrong address. She's like, you've been working in that building for over a year. You don't even know the address? I'm like, I guess not.
Welcome
anyway.
To my world, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess she's
oblivious.
Somebody's wondering if there's an age limit for the guardians.
I I'm guessing it's got to be 18 for sure. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Go on the website.
Go yeah.
With, check. Get the real answer.
Yeah. Go with grandpa. I mean, that's a great relationship for the veteran and their companion.
Yeah, for sure. There was a lot of, from what I gathered, there was a lot of family members that were.
That's awesome. All right. So it was in the Press Times Friday.
Yep.
They're supposed to deliver a copy.
I know. Maybe it's down because you put the wrong address on it. Maybe it's
across. No, I got the address from you, Todd.
Okay. Sorry. It's across the street at Schreiber. So, yeah. Guys, bring our paper over here. But, John, thanks for covering that. It's just really, you've had a good life. I mean, you did a lot for 30 years, and now you're back just doing it here.
It's given so much to our community, right?
Yeah.
You went back to school, got your degree in photography and writing, and now here you are with the Press Times. And
yep.
That's awesome. You're a good example to this community. I mean, some kid listening should say, like, I want to be like John.
Thanks, guys.
I think he's John Kramer. Hey, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
We want to get you back on here because you continually have your pulse on the community, and that's what we're all about here at Civic Media. So, all right.
Oh, I'd love to.
Thanks for being here, John.
Yes, sir. John.
This is Shannon and the Mayor. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
From the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
7:34. 7:34:34. So,
On a Monday.
Clicking along on a Monday. We're here with Shannon Cohen, who is sitting in for John Mino, who is on vacation for the next few days. And we are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. I don't want to let that go without talking about it a little bit more. But first, we're glad you're with us, Shannon. And you.
Well, thanks.
We're kind of talking today a little bit about all these great things that are going on, right? I mean, John was just in here talking about the whole Stars and Stripes honor flight and a lot of charitable things happening. And you, young lady, work at the new community shelter and you're kind of in charge of the charitable things.
Yeah.
You do.
I am.
So,
I mean.
And they're important. I mean, of course, I still like my idea that as we raise money and as all these campaign ads come, that 10% of the money raised for any campaign goes to charity.
Yep.
That would help us.
I love
but it. Until that becomes law,
we need your help.
We need to work with what we have. And what we have right now are people like you. And let's talk about the Bowl-a-thon. I love that.
I love the Bowl-a-thon.
This is what, 20?
29 years.
Tell us about that.
Well, so for 29 years, we have gathered at the Ashwaubenon Bowling Alley just to have a great time. Nobody really cares about the bowling score or anything like that. It's just more about like helping charity and doing something good.
Can we still sign up?
Yeah,
right,
of course.
Will they put the bumpers up for me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, and yeah, they'll even give you like that dinosaur thing that you can put the ball on and roll it
down. Oh, good. All right, man. This is, I can just, okay. I have to set it up there. And actually, I bowled a couple of years with you guys. Bowling's weird. How can you... Like bowl a strike and then get a gutter ball, you know, like in the same frame.
Well,
I don't get that. It's not like you can hit a hole in one and then, I don't know, whatever. I just think bowling is like, I'm with, there's nothing to do. Let's go bowling. You know, I just think everybody bowls and some people just bowl because it's.
Well, some people
something
love
to
bowl.
Do. Other people are like,
Jim, you actually bowled rather well last year. Yeah,
I think
we did like three games, maybe.
Yeah, we did.
Jim started off a little shaky.
Yeah.
And then by the third one, he was, you know.
I did kind of get into it.
I mean, it's a great cause. And
well, it's a lot of fun.
So many people.
Oh, there's a lot of people there. And you have what, 36 lanes, 32 lanes?
60.
Well, there's 60.
Yeah.
There's 60 lanes in Ashwaubenon? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think we technically get like 55 lanes, but. Yeah,
wow.
We fill it.
Yeah.
And it's all with such amazing people.
So this is what people do then. Let's just, a couple of things I want to get to that you're working on. But this Bowl-a-thon, this is the 29th year. You kind of sign up tell us about how you sign up and you bowl and then there's a party after and tell us about that.
Yeah. So either if you have a company or an organization that wants something fun to do, so you can either do a company sponsorship. That'll get you certain perks. Otherwise, if just you and a bunch of friends want to get together, we ask that you collect pledges. $100 in pledges is going to get you 2 free hours of bowling. It's going to get you a meal. It's going to get you free drinks. It's going to give you access to our amazing, amazing bucket raffle and auction. And then, like I said, we have a party after. We show the big check of how much we raise that day. And it is our biggest fundraising event for the shelter.
Right.
And that's always super exciting.
So it's $100 if you want to get $100 of pledges, or you can personally pledge $100 and then go bowl and have this great afternoon. So get 4 or 5 of your friends.
Yeah.
We had 5 on our team, I think, last year, maybe 6. $500. And yeah, we had a blast. It was a lot of fun. So what's the contact? How do we do this?
So you contact me right here at the shelter. Well, not right here.
No,
but
we're at the studio.
We're at the studio. So yeah, you can either go online to our website, newcommunityshelter.org.
newcommunityshelter.org. All right.
Click on our events tab and it'll bring you right there with all of our information, all of our sponsorship levels, how to sign up, which basically you would contact me, which would be 437-3766. I'm extension 103. And I can give you all the good details. Yeah.
All right. That's fun. I'm glad we're doing that. And then, when is that bowl fun? That's the 3rd, 2nd?
It is the 2nd.
November 2nd. All right.
At Ashwaubenon Bowling Alley. They have been so amazing.
That's a great company
and
organization.
They have done so many renovations that that place is fantastic.
Yeah. You know, this country runs, I think, on good people and on charity. I mean, we got a government but I just want to give a shout out to Civic Media, what they're doing for this whole hurricane relief. You know, that is, everybody knows about the hurricane. I mean, you can't miss it. And what can I do? What can I do? And we've had some cool things going. Berkles one block over sent some items down there, trucks. But Civic Media also has a website that people can go to and help out. So that's civicmedia.us/help. And they vetted the organizations. You know, it just kills me when I hear these scammers for something like that. You know,
that makes me angry.
Not that scamming's ever okay, but when you take it from these people that really, really, really need it, and anyway, so you can go on that website. It's a great thing to do. Civicmedia.us/help. We've got 4 or 5 organizations that you can donate to, and those are the real deal, and the money goes where it belongs. So you got your bowl-a-thon coming up. We got Civic Media, the Hurricane Relief website. But you got another thing that you just kicked off, right? Didn't I read about it?
Yes.
I should say.
This is a dream come true for me. I don't know about, I'm sure Todd, you shop at Target, right?
Of course.
Oh, who doesn't?
Jim doesn't?
Yeah.
Where do you go, Jim?
You know, Target, I don't know if it's location. Target's a good store.
Yeah.
I just don't do a lot of those kind of stores. I buy stuff online. Like, you know.
I've seen you at Target.
You're actually dressed like you could work there today. Did you notice the red shirt?
Yeah.
That's why I wore it. Just an honor.
That's probably
of
why
you.
He doesn't shop there. He has a side job at Target.
I feel like it was around Christmas. You were buying totes. You were cleaning your basement or something.
Oh, yeah. I would buy totes at Target.
So
you have the clear ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want anybody would buy anything but a clear tote.
I know. I'm with you.
I mean, you got to see what's in there. But these things that are like gray and black, it's like, how do you know what's in there?
I know.
Unless you label it and put, with my china, it was in boxes and I took pictures of it. And then I put it on the outside.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And then how many are in there?
Fantastic.
So anyway,
So anyone that shops at Target, if you are a member of Target Circle, which is free to join, you get coupons and you can save money. I don't know why you wouldn't want to. But every 3 months, they feature local nonprofits to the area. And people can go on there and cast their votes. So for every transaction you make, you earn a vote. And you can use that vote to vote for a nonprofit. Well, the New Community Shelter is one of their featured nonprofits right now through December 31st. I mean, this is huge.
I don't get it. So I go to Target and I buy. Let me clear. I go to Target and I'm like, look, what is it called? The Target Club?
What's
it?
Target Circle.
Target Circle. So are you a member of Target Circle? No, but I'd like to be. So you sign up.
Yep. So they'll sign you up.
And then you're. Transaction. I bought a shirt.
You bought a gray tote that you're going to take pictures of your China on.
I bought a clear tote. But if I'm going to buy six of them, do I buy them at different times?
I mean,
I would do that.
That would be amazing because then you would get six different votes.
Right. I get my vote, and then how do I cast the vote for a new community?
So you can either go online to their website, or if you have the mobile app.
Whose website?
Targets.
Okay.
Yep. And you go into the Target circle, and it'll show on there how many community support votes. I recently had 99 because I have been waiting for this moment. And
you did 99 transactions?
Yeah. I mean, wow. They expire after a while, so there's more than that. And so you can cat right now. There's
I haven't been there 99 times. Wow.
There's
okay,
four
cool.
different nonprofits right now. We are the only Green Bay nonprofit.
Oh, statewide?
It's region wide. So we are, I think, Northeast.
Okay, well, that's our broadcasting
but
area.
It,
okay, Northeast Wisconsin. So people down in Appleton, they can go in there, sign up. People, Manitowoc, this is all about us.
But
okay,
here's
good.
The thing. So I have family down in Racine. I have family down in St. Louis. All they have to do is change their store location and, put in a different zip code to a Green Bay zip code, and they can then cast their votes for us.
All right, so you get... What do the votes convert to money, or how does it work?
So eventually, after December 31st, they will tally up the votes from all four of the nonprofits featured right now, and that determines how much money you get. Now, I know alone from just people I know, and I've commented, I've made posts on Facebook, just the people I know is like 2,600 votes. And that's just me. I know there's so many more people that have been doing it. And that's fantastic.
So these four organizations, if they each get 25% of the vote, I know that's not going to happen, but what do they get? Like, what is it, $1 per vote, or is it?
That I'm not sure of. They haven't really specified how that works with how much money and how many votes. I mean, if it's $1 a vote, that would be fantastic.
Yes, that would. Okay. All right. So we're asking our listeners, I'm telling people to do anything.
Yeah, please.
We are asking our listeners, tell us again. What is the name of this program? What is this
Target
called?
Target Circle.
Target Circle. So a lot of people are going to go to Target today. And between now, especially with Christmas, a great time.
I know. That is the cat's meow.
All right.
I'm
so they go in there. Every transaction, they get a point.
Yep. You got to put in your phone number. If you're paying by the register, it'll ask for your phone number. You put it in and that'll link you to your account right away. And then, like I said, whenever you just go on your app or you're online and put in your votes.
Okay. newcommunityshelter.org. You can look it up on there as well, because that's where the events are. This will be on there?
This is going to be on our Facebook page. Okay. Oh, thank you, Tori. She just casted her 38 votes.
He did.
Tori. Sorry.
Thank you, Tori.
Tori. Oh, yeah. Sorry, it's early. I didn't sleep well last night. I was worried I wasn't going to wake up in time to get here.
Okay. Oh. You're here, and you're talking about Target Circle and how it can benefit the New Community Shelter. That's awesome. And if people are going to Target, why not? Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't cost. And you can get coupons.
All right.
I mean.
Awesome.
That's a plus.
Yes. I know these charitable things are so, so important for this community and everything from, like John was even talking about the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight to what you're doing with the New Community Shelter. We need people to participate in these things, and I think that's important. One other event that's coming up, that's down the road, but it's not. Your bowl-a-thon is November 2nd, November 9th. Which is the next Saturday, which happens to be the bye week of the Green Bay Packers,
nobody will have anything going on.
No, everybody's going to be sitting around. What should we do tonight? Or what should we do, honey? It's just, there's nothing going on. Well, you know what's going on? The Hotel Northland is going to be 100 years old this year. It was built in 1924 and really have gone through quite a bit. And just recently, the $36 million investment, and it's, the nicest hotel north of Milwaukee. I don't think you can argue that. And they're celebrating their 100th anniversary, and there's being at the 100th anniversary, it's going to be $100 per ticket. But what that includes, it's pretty cool. Very heavy hors d'oeuvres, which is great. The Green Bay Jazz Orchestra, which is going to play all 20s, 30s, 40s music. I went to see them. They played at the Tarleton last week, and that was awesome. Open bar. And what the cool thing about that, I'm not big on that, but what's cool about this thing is over 100 years, a lot of people have been there and great weddings and parties and events, but probably three of the most famous people that have been there has been Eleanor Roosevelt, who's just her birthday, by the way.
Oh.
Vince Lombardi, who signed his contract in the Crystal Ballroom where the party takes place. And then obviously John Kennedy was there. He was a senator at the time. And we hired character actors to come in and give the same speeches they gave when they were at the Northland. And
it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. People can listen to that. They can dance a little bit, have these heavier hors d'oeuvres, and then we're going to have a whole display of the history. And we need to celebrate history in this country. We don't do that enough. So, what's going on tomorrow?
But well, I think the most fun part is that, you know, we are encouraging the dress attire from the 20s.
Oh, yeah.
And what are you going to wear, Jim?
You know what? Don already got her stuff. I've been online looking. Definitely, though, the Saddleback shoes, I'm going to buy some of those. Shoes that are like black and white or brown and white.
Yep.
The brown and white, I think, look cool.
Getting like the suspenders.
Oh, yeah, totally. The hat. I'm going to get that. Anyway, so that's another event that we have coming up, and we're excited about that. But, you know, we're going to continue to educate, whatever the word is, inform this community on all the charitable events that are coming up. There's some great things in Oshkosh. There's some great things in Appleton. So what is this?
Some music you might hear that night.
You know, I will tell you.
Todd, you're always on it.
So between Vince Lombardi and Kennedy, we're taking a half-hour stretch break.
Yeah.
And the band said they want to hear the song. So I listened to, 20s, 30s, and 40s music all weekend. I'll tell you some of the songs you're going to hear when you dance. All right, we're going to be right back. This is Shannon and the Mayor. You are listening to WGBW and WISS and the Civic.
So I have to tell you something, Jeff.
This is close. Sing, sing, sing. We're definitely playing that.
So I, besides all the stuff that I do here, I actually own a stream radio station. And this is that station. And it's all 20s and 30s music.
Really?
Yeah, it's all big band and
Todd,
all that kind of stuff.
What don't you do?
Wow.
So this is, we're listening to it right now.
That's awesome.
This stuff is just great music, isn't it? And the thing is when you look at, there's always stuff to celebrate. There's so many good things. But celebrating, harking back to the roaring 20s, that was a pretty cool time in this country. Mm-hmm. I mean, none of us were obviously around.
Nope.
But think about what was happening there. World War I was over. There was a people starting to get radios and TVs and cars and prohibition, which was actually a pretty good, cool thing with a speakeasy. And people made a lot of money.
Well, our studio in Oshkosh was a speakeasy back
then.
That's right. So if you stop by our Oshkosh studios, down in the basement is where they'd have the extracurricular activities. If you like that music, listen to BiltmoreRadio.org.
The Biltmore. Yeah.
So it's based on the fact that in Atlanta, in the Biltmore Hotel, the radio station used to be on the top floor.
Yeah.
So we kind of built it around that.
Oh. And so we're listening to, obviously one of the songs can be In the Mood, but just a lot of Tom Dorsey and, Benny Goodman. And it's just going to be a cool, there'll be music all night, right? I mean, the band's showing up at 5:30 and the event goes till 9:30. But with the speeches and some other, not speeches, but these remarks, it's going to be entertaining. I want to keep it, high energy. And then at the end of the evening, we're rolling out this big cake with 100 candles.
And Jim's going to pop out of it.
Just like Marilyn Monroe. And Kenny's going to be sitting over there and I'm going to start seeing
her.
Mr. Hotel Northland. Actually, the owner is going to be in for that. Anyway. Doing events.
Oh, we want to miss that. I mean,
I do want to say though, and then let's just Shannon, you, me, and Todd. We've all worked on these things. Big shout out to all the people who work on these events.
Oh, amen.
It is a lot of work. So
a lot of work.
It's incumbent upon us as people not sitting around, but people who have an extra $50 or something that maybe you want to go and support it, or could be more, to say, hey, look, let's. Those people work hard. I mean, just this little event. We've got probably 15 people we meet every week, and it's, the invitations, the list, and then you forget to invite people, and they call you and say, hey, how come I need to get an invite? Oh, it's in the mail. So anyway, you've been doing this for a while?
7 years.
Charity?
Yeah, 7 years.
And has things changed? Better, worse? More competitive, less competitive?
I mean, I feel like it's always been competitive. I mean, Green Bay is small. In all reality, and there are so many great charities, and there's so many people or there's not enough people, I guess, per se. So it does get a little tough trying to find something that people are going to like, people are going to want to do, people are going to want to go to. But in the end, it comes down to the cause.
It is. You know, people look at, studied a little bit about charitable organizations and why do they give to this or that? People, oh, it's because of taxes. Or it's not. It's the cause. If right. you got, if you can make a connection to a homeless, to juvenile diabetes, to, you know, the Red Cross, which is, you know, we really need the Red Cross right now. Mm-hmm. We have a friend down there working in Florida. You make that connection. We need to support those people because there's just not enough money to do it. You sure aren't going to charge. Right. Is the Red Cross going to show up? That'd be $100 for me to cut that tree down. I mean, we're just not going to do that. We're just going to do it, you
right.
know, and we don't charge the homeless.
Exactly.
They can come and stay at our place. We don't charge the people who eat there, 150 people a night. So
right. Get what you need. And
right. So that's really important. And we do need the community to do that stuff. What's the best fundraiser you've been to? Besides your bowl-a-thon.
And oh, don't come on. That was going to be.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
The New Community Shelter Bowl-a-thon.
Yeah.
I want to say, I mean, we haven't gone to a ton, but the Make-A-Wish.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Gourmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good one. That Tracy kind of runs a lot. That Make-A-Wish Foundation is a great, great organization. Yeah, they have the gourmet dinner, right?
Yeah, with all the restaurants and the food.
That's good.
Fantastic.
Boys and Girls Club have some, and that's, they're out there. The Boys and Girls Club works really hard to raise money, and they do that steak and burger, and the youth that comes to this event, they get the steak, and we as sponsors get the burgers.
Oh.
So it's like they're more special than we are when it comes to the meal,
all
which
right.
is they should be. They are more special than we are, but that's a cool event. Todd, you got any favorites that you went to with charitable things? And we're always looking for new ideas. I mean, we study this till we're always looking for different angles. How can we get more people here? And you can't really afford to bring in a big name. You can't spend $50,000 to get a name there because if it rains or if you if you can't cover your costs, why do it? Yet you have to have something that's attractive enough. When we did the last year, that was fun. The guy that died, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, our Margarita Bay event.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I always like stuff that's based around music.
Yeah,
and a lot of times I'll harken back to some old radio stuff. We would do something every Thanksgiving Eve down at Fond du Lac. We called it Gobble Fest. We'd bring in bands like bands like Road Trip, and you know, and Big, and then all the money raised went to various charities in the area, but people would come out like crazy the night before Thanksgiving and get just totally.
That's a good night,
right?
Though.
Absolutely, because a lot of it's
families are home.
Yep,
kids are home from college.
Correct,
and it's not stressful like Christmas and Easter.
Right.
You're in mass the whole week, and it's just Thanksgiving is. That's why it's like the number one holiday. We're going to be out in New York for Thanksgiving, and I just like that. You know, we usually go somewhere at Thanksgiving, and there's not a lot of people that travel during Thanksgiving, business people, so you know the rooms are upgradable. Anyway, yeah, this music, see, this is the kind of stuff we're gonna be playing. People are gonna walk in.
Absolutely.
They're gonna be dressed up in the 20s and 30s with their fedoras, and Donna got her long gloves and the pearls, and
guys smoking stogies out in the street.
Wow, yeah. Outside. And we have we have some food from the 1920s, same menu, some of the. It's not the same food. We're going to make it, you know, that week. But we have some drinks.
In the freezer.
Right.
Some drinks from the 20s. Anyway, we're going to celebrate. We got to just support all the charity things in your
yes,
area. We got to do that, especially this Target thing coming up. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We are here with Shannon Cohen, who is sitting in for John Mino. This next half hour is going to be interesting. We have Michael Friedman coming in. Simple Life Hospitality. Talk about how we can make a little cash with our homes. We'll be right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.